This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, on the line is Carolina Ertman from Leiden Observatory. Hi, Carolina. Happy New Year.
Hi, Kit. Happy New Year to you.
And we've now ended the International Year of Astronomy.
Yes, we have. It hasn't taken yet.
Well, you've had a very busy year because one of your roles is that you're the coordinator for Universe Awareness.
That's right.
And I think we talked to you about Universe Awareness back in August 2006 at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly in Prague.
Indeed.
And we were asking you about what Universe Awareness was. So for people, listeners of the Jodcast who are more recent than that, can you just remind us what Universe Awareness is and what you've been doing during the Year of Astronomy?
Sure. So Universe Awareness is a program that aims to use astronomy to stimulate very young children in underprivileged environments and in less underprivileged environments. So using the scale and the beauty of the universe to inspire young children. And of course that engages them in astronomy and engages them in science, but also engages them in thinking about our place in the universe.
And what sort of things have happened for you in the International Year of Astronomy for Universe Awareness?
Okay, well, where can I start? So much has happened. Well, to start with, we've grown tremendously throughout the year, and there are now 38 recorded countries active in Universe Awareness, which is amazing. And but then there's also an interesting phenomenon. Some people have taken this cornerstone and just gone off and done it on their own, without necessarily telling us. And this is, so there's even more happening, and that's brilliant. So if anyone has done that, I invite them to get in touch with us, and then they get the benefit of the whole network of all the other 38 countries.
So by that, do you mean that teachers or parents or just people have gone off and done their own activities following the lead of Universe Awareness?
Yes, exactly. Lots of them. And we hear them sometimes maybe on a poster at the IU General Assembly in Rio, for example. There are lots of people reporting Universe Awareness activities that we're not necessarily aware of. And there are fantastic things, you know, books for children and stargazing sessions for young children in the most unexpected areas, and just really beautiful initiatives. And other highlights of Universe Awareness this year is it's grown and it's reached a point where it's been established in, say, Uruguay, for example, that it's now on the primary school curriculum in the country. So Universe Awareness kids have been adopted at the school curriculum level, and that is, of course, you know, the biggest achievement you can imagine, to have it that well rooted in a country.
So that's Uruguay in South America?
Yes, that's right. And it's just one example. I could go on and tell what every country has been doing, but this one is particularly impressive.
As well as Universe Awareness, you've obviously been heavily involved with the International Year of Astronomy in many other ways. Do you have any of your own personal highlights of the last year?
Yes, I do. Personal highlight, I think, was the Star Party opening the International Year of Astronomy, which was New Year's Eve 2008-2009. I was in Sutherland at the South African Astronomical Observatory, and the whole plateau where all the science telescopes were had been made available to the public that night. So amateur astronomers came with their own telescopes, families came and camped in the cold mountaintop there in Sutherland, in South Africa, and the atmosphere was just absolutely brilliant. And I was just running around answering questions and taking pictures, and it just put me on a high. People's enthusiasm and how interested they were in astronomy just put me on a high that I think carried me through the year, definitely.
I can imagine how exciting that was, because I have been to Sutherland once, and it's a really amazing skyscape you get from there.
Absolutely stunning. Incredibly beautiful. And there was the public right up there with the telescopes and the astronomers and their own gear, and there was just the fantastic atmosphere. Absolutely brilliant.
Wonderful. Now, do you have any hopes as we go into 2010?
Yes. One thing is, we haven't had time to do everything we wanted to do. So firmly on continuing this celebration and going on. So we're going to keep going as much as we can. And there's lots of projects that have been started or are planned at a very advanced stage and just haven't been carried out yet because it was so popular and so many things happened. So those are definitely going to continue.
Well, that's great. And we look forward to more happening in 2010. So we'll put a link to the Universe Awareness website on our show notes. And Carolina, thank you very much for taking the time out on New Year's Day to talk to us on the Jodcast.
Thank you, Stuart. Happy New Year.